पुराणानामालयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ एता असदं सुकृतस्य लोकेता विष्णो पाहि पाहि यज्ञं पाहि यज्ञपतिं पाहि मा यज्ञनियम् एता असदन् असदन् एता एता असदन् सुकृतस्य सुकृतस्यासदन् एता एता असदन् सुकृतस्य असदन् सुकृतस्य सुकृतस्यासदन्नसदन् सुकृतस्य लोके लोके सुकृतस्यासदन्नसदन् सुकृतस्य लोके सुकृतस्य लोके लोके सुकृतस्य सुकृतस्य लोकेतास्ता लोके सुकृतस्य सुकृतस्य लोकेताः सुकृतस्येति सु कृतस्य लोकेतास्ता लोके लोकेता विष्णो विष्णोता लोके लोकेता विष्णो ता विष्णो विष्णोतास्ता विष्णो पाहि पाहि विष्णोतास्ता विष्णो पाहि विष्णो पाहि पाहि विष्णो विष्णो पाहि 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 विष्णो विष्णो पाहि पाहि विष्णो इति विष्णो पाहि 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 यज्ञं यज्ञं पाहि 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 यज्ञं पाहि यज्ञं यज्ञं पाहि पाहि यज्ञं पाहि पाहि यज्ञं पाहि पाहि यज्ञं पाहि यज्ञं पाहि पाहि यज्ञं यज्ञं पाहि यज्ञपतिं यज्ञपतिं पाहि यज्ञं यज्ञं पाहि यज्ञपतिं पाहि यज्ञपतिं यज्ञपतिं पाहि पाहि यज्ञपतिं पाहि पाहि यज्ञपतिं पाहि पाहि यज्ञपतिं पाहि यज्ञपतिं पाहि पाहि यज्ञपतिं यज्ञपतिं पाहि मां पाहि यज्ञपतिं यज्ञपतिं पाहि मां यज्ञपतिमिति यज्ञपतिं पाहि मां पाहि पाहि मां यज्ञनियं यज्ञनियं मां पाहि पाहि मां यज्ञनियं मां यज्ञनियं यज्ञनियं मां मां यज्ञनियं यज्ञनियमिति यज्ञनियम् श्रियमेवावरुन्धे शीते वाते पुनन्निवेद्याः क्षेमो वैराष्ट्रस्य शीतो वातः क्षेममेवावरुन्धे आविर्घेर्विर्यदतो न ऊनमाप्यायय हरिवो वर्धमानः यदा सोदृभ्यो महि गोत्रा रुजासि भूगिष्टबाजो अददेश्याम ब्रह्म प्रावादिष्मदन्नो माहासीत् ओ
Om Shri Sai Ram. Invoking Bhagwan's blessings on all of us, and offering my humble salutations at his divine lotus feet. A loving Sai Ram to one and all. Every festival has a lot of significance attached to it. Very often, this significance is brought out through stories, through songs, through rituals, through wisdom, through experiences, and at times also through various expressions of art. In the bygone week, we have seen expressions of devotion in various forms. We have gained some knowledge by listening to some really learned speakers. We have cherished those beautiful moments of Swami's Leelas, heard his voice of love, and also seen that all-knowing smile. Today, we draw curtains on this grand feast that we have all been having for the last 1 week. Because we have to be careful that it should not lead to indigestion, and we have a lot to digest already. With Bhagwan's blessings, I commence the last session for this Vidwan Mahasabha. The first speaker for this evening is Dr. Deepak Anand. He joined the Sri Satasai Institute of Higher Learning for his MBA. To add to his academic achievements of BCom, MCom, and MBA, he did a PhD on the command of the Divine Master. He shares his experience of public speaking with the students of the Sri Satasai Institute of Higher Learning Prashanthi Nilayam campus. On a personal note, I would just like to add that for every student who plays table tennis in our campus, it is a dream achievement to beat Dr. Deepak Anand in a match. He's represented Delhi at a national level. And another memory which is strongly attached to Dr. Deepak Anand is a drama that was very close to Swami's heart, which happened for Swami's 73rd birthday, in which Dr. Deepak Anand played the role of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. He is currently teaching in capacity of an assistant professor in the Department of Management Studies at Prashanthi Nilayam. And today he will be sharing his thoughts with us on the fundamental questions that a spiritual aspirant must ask oneself when treading on the spiritual path. He would like to title his talk as Fleeting Moments, Eternal Memories. With these words, I welcome Dr. Deepak Anand.
Sai Ram. With utmost love and humility, I offer myself at the lotus feet of our beloved Mother Sai. Revered elders, dear sisters and brothers, Sai Ram to all of you. First of all, I would like to thank Shyam for his very benevolent introduction, which is quite undeserving. But then, what he has said is very true, that we are all said and done, co-travelers on a spiritual journey, on this spiritual sojourn, where the goal is right in front of us. But between us and this particular goal, there are certain fundamental questions which we will have to answer sooner or later. You can avoid them for some time, but they will appear before you again and pose themselves to you and say, first, give us the answer, and then only you can move forward on the spiritual path. What are these fundamental questions? The first big question, Swami says, that we must all ask ourselves is, who are you? Who are you? When was the last time did you ask this question to yourself? How sincere and earnest was the quest? It was in the upper portico in the year 1997. One of my first physical interactions with Bhagwan after I joined the MBA course in Satya Sai University. And Bhagwan asked me, "Where do you come from?" I said, "Swami, I come from Sri Aurobindo Institutions, the Mother's International School. And year after year, on 24th of November, since 1926, we have always celebrated this day as the Victory Day. Because on 23rd of November, on your birthday, Bhagwan, when you incarnated on earth, Sri Aurobindo came out after more than a decade of deep meditation and said, 'Celebrate, because this is the day of victory. The Krishna consciousness has taken birth in physical form on earth.' I said, 'Bhagwan, Sri Aurobindo knew that you are God incarnate.'" A few seconds of silence, and Swami looked deep into my eyes and smiled and said, "That I am God is only half the story. The better half of the story is that you also are God. You also are God. The only difference being that I know it and you don't have faith in these words of mine. So always think that you are God. Always feel that you are one with Swami." I took it as a spiritual instruction, and thereafter I started feeling, trying to pretend to myself that I am Swami inside. But there was a big problem in this. And what was the problem? As we all spiritual seekers, these problems come in our path. I wear glasses. How can there be a bispectacle Swami? That thought came into my mind. Yes, I can be Swami. But does Swami wear spectacles like this? He does not. So how can there be a bispectacle Swami was a question that came into my mind. Fortunately, Swami took me that year to Kodaikanal. And one day as he came out of his room, we were all sitting outside and I happened to be the first one that day. And Swami spoke to the boys for some time. And without any premonition, he just took out my glasses and put them on his eyes, bent forward, raised his eyebrows and looked deep into my eyes as if asking me, now, can there be a bispectacle Swami? Now can there be a bispectacle Swami? And in those moments of silence, I got my answer. Yes, if these photographs can be embodiment of Bhagwan, if the idols and metals and rocks can manifest God in fullness, if we have faith, why can't the human body, which is the highest embodiment of divine consciousness? Yes, there can be a bispectacle Swami also. If you look at these photographs of Bhagwan all over, yes, we should fold our hands and pray to them. We should wave the camphor at them and the incense sticks at them. But that is not the end. What Swami says is, these are not just my photographs for praying and folding of hands and passage of your time, but these are your vision statements. This is what you really are. You are all Satya Sai Babas in making. You are all Satya Sai Babas in making. This is what the reality is. This is the answer to the first question. Who are you? The second question which follows this is, where are you? Where are you? In my presence, one of the senior devotees asked Bhagwan, "Swami, we do so much spiritual sadhana from morning, suprabhatam, to night, karcharan kritamva, and the evening prayers, sandhya on three times, nagar sangeetanam, gram seva, all these we do, Swami. How do I know where I am? How do I know where I am? Unless I know where I am, how can I progress towards where I want to go?" The second question is, where are you? And Swami gave the immediate reply. He said, "Ask yourself, how deep, how selfless, how expansive is your love? That is where you are." Swami asked that devotee to ask a question to himself and said, "Ask yourself, how deep, how selfless, and how expansive is your love? That is where you are." Because if really we have to encapsulate the entire teachings of Bhagwan, the message of his life in one word, and that is love. That is only can be love. I was seated here nearly a decade ago This used to be the second portico where boys would sit earlier. When I joined for MBA, we used to sit here. And that one particular day, there was one first MSc boy sitting next to me. I was in the MBA course. Swami came, taking letters all the way. And he came and looked towards us. And he asked this particular first MSc mathematics boy, "How are you?" I don't know what came over him. Or he had some family problem, or he was too much overwhelmed with the difficulty of the calculus, algebra, and real analysis of his mathematics course. He said, "Swami, I want to merge in you. I want to merge in you." I was taken aback by his request to Bhagwan, and Bhagwan immediately said, "Welcome. But first become like me, and I am only love. And I am only love. You take a cup of sandalwood oil and pour into it one drop of water and try mixing it together by churning it for a million years. It is impossible. But if it is a drop of sandalwood oil dropping into a pot of sandalwood oil, immediately it will merge and become one." The second question that we have to ask is, where are we? But what comes in the middle of us and this expansive, selfless, and deep love? Swami says it is the mind. It's only the mind. What does the mind do? In the beginning of time, God gave us all equal amount of love. The external looks of this mind, the external orientation of this mind, divided and diluted this love into so many pieces that it never remained love anymore. What do we have to do? Bring all this love back into our hearts and offer it to God. That is the whole process that we are undergoing in this spiritual sojourn. If you are not able to find as to how deep, expansive, and selfless is your love, Swami says, "I'll give you one more formula. Follow that and you would know where you are." And that formula is, before you go to sleep in the night, ask yourself, how many desires does your heart still entertain? For people, from people, of things, money, power, position. If there are so many desires still left, that means you have not loved God enough. Because Bhagwan says, to master the mind and become a master mind, to remove this wheel of mind from between the Atman and the Paramatman, so that they can all embrace each other in oneness, is the mind. And to master the mind, Swami says, there is only one formula. Only one formula. And that is, love God more and more. The third question that we have to ask on this spiritual journey to Him, on this day of Vijayadashmi, so that we can all be victorious in our spiritual journeys and reach Him in this very lifetime, is, which is the best path to follow to expand our love and make it universal? In the Bhagavad Gita, we are being given so many paths. There is a path of karma, the path of action, bhakti, the path of devotion, the jnana, the path of knowledge, and the ashtanga marga, the eightfold path. Which is the best path to follow so that we can reach our goals of life? In one of the years, Bhagwan was giving discourses during Navratri, as he used to do every year. On the first day, Bhagwan gave a discourse talking about the greatness of the path of karma, or path of action. He said, all your past karmas, all your past actions remain embedded in your flesh like a thorn. So take the thorn of good actions, remove that earlier thorn, throw them both away, and then walk on the spiritual path, you will be able to reach me. That is why the path of karma and action is most important. The very next day, Swami gave a discourse telling, today everybody is tainted by egoism of one kind or the other. That is why, even if you do good actions, that is out of egoism, and it binds you with a golden chain. The bad actions bind you with an iron chain. Both bind you, and they will not let you progress. And that is why the path of devotion is the highest path. The path which Radha followed, the Meera followed, Gauranga followed, Ramakrishna Paramahansaji followed. That is the path that you have to all follow, because that is a royal path of divinity. That is the best path in Kali Yuga. We all heard that. appreciated Bhagwan's beautiful discourse. The very next day, Bhagwan gave a discourse on the Jnana Marga and said, if Karma Marga is like walking on the road to destination, and the Bhakti Marga is like traveling in the car, it's only the Jnana Marga which it takes you by air to your destination. That is why it is the best path. The following day, fortunately, we could get an interaction with Bhagwan. In fact, got an interaction, we had gone to pick up prasadam, and as Swami was sitting on the sofa, I left the box of prasadam and said, Swami, I have one question to ask you. In the previous 3 days, you have declared the three paths of Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga and Jnana Yoga as the best paths. How is it possible, Swami, that all three are the best? In reply, I thought Swami will give me one answer. Swami counter questions me and says, have you seen a ladder? I didn't understand. I said, Swami, ladder? He said, yes. I said, yes, Swami, many times I've climbed ladders and fallen from ladders also. And Swami said, how is a ladder made? I said, Swami, two big poles on the side. I was not getting anywhere. I said, Swami, two big poles on the side and smaller ones in the middle to be able to climb. I didn't talk about falling. And Swami said, the two side poles on the sides are the path of bhakti and jnana. And the middle rungs on which you have to climb up is the path of karma. But don't worry, he said. Choose the path towards which you have a natural inclination. That is the best path for you. That is the best path for you. Because your past samskaras, you have been a karma yogi. Don't worry, even if you are a karma yogi, like Vivekananda, the devotion of Ramakrishna Paramahansa and the jnana of Shankaracharya will be added on to you. Once you climb the hilltop and reach the peak, you will realize that all the four paths are leading to the same peak. And you will have the essence of the knowledge of all the four paths. It will be added on to you. Don't worry. The path towards which you have a natural inclination, that is the best path for you. The fourth question that we have to ask ourselves, which form of God is the most ideal to meditate upon? Many of our brothers and sisters are coming from various parts of the world. They have been brought up in different cultures. We have all different family deities. And then we come to Bhagwan and we get confused. Which form is the best for us to meditate upon and pray to? In the year 2001, when we were doing our PhD, one day Bhagwan came to the Kulwant Hall from Purnachandra at 6:15 in the morning. Twilight time. Even lights were not on. Only Sevadar was standing outside on duty. And they called the portico in charges and everybody else. And Swami, in that darkness, just imagine, alone in the Kulwant Hall, cutting across the lines, holding his robe with the left hand, the right hand mysteriously waving in the air, alone, just walked up to the interview room and went inside. Then he sent word for the research scholars, and we all came running from the hostel. We entered the interview room. Swami did not even acknowledge our presence. For 45 minutes, was he even breathing? I could not make out. He was just totally still for 45 minutes time. And then he took a deep breath and opened his eyes and looked at all of us. And then I was sitting there and Swami asked, what date is today? I said, Swami, 6th of August. What happened on this day? We had no answer. So we remained silent. And Swami himself said, this was the day the atom bomb was dropped at Hiroshima. And then he revealed further and said, right now in Osaka, thousands of my children are praying to me that such a holocaust, such a catastrophe should never befall humanity again. And what reassuring words were they when Swami said, I listened to their prayers and came. I listened to their prayers and came. The question, sisters and brothers, is, were these devotees in Japan, in Osaka, praying to Satya Sai Baba's form? No. They are praying to their own gods and goddesses. But who responded? Any sincere prayer for the welfare of others, wherever it may emanate, to whichever form it may emanate, the response only comes from only one place in this world, and that is Prashanti Nilayam. That is from Bhagwan Satya Sai Baba. The last question that we have to ask ourselves is, what is the best mantra? What is the best formula to remain hooked and embedded onto the goals of a life? One of our old students spoke in the prayer session one day in the morning, and because I organized prayer sessions, I had a few rehearsals with him. He said, he asked Swami for a mantra. And Swami said, why do you need a mantra? He said, no Swami, I have come to you and you are God Swami, you must give me a mantra. My father has told me I must get a mantra from you. And Swami said, the mantra has already been given. Love all and serve all, help ever and hurt never. He said, no Swami, I want a specific mantra for me, personal mantra. Swami said, nothing is personal. If Arjuna were to say Bhagavad Gita is personal discourse given to me, what will happen to the remaining humanity? It is not personal, but I'll give you a mantra, Swami said. And what was that mantra which Swami gave very beautifully to him? Swami said, the mantra is, Lavu, Navu, Navu. Basically meaning in Telugu, love and smile in the present moment. Love and smile in the present moment. When God comes on earth, what does He do? He spreads only His love and smiles to everybody. When we see Him, we smile. Why? Because His life is His message. And Swami, once there was a Paduka Puja Mahotsavam here, and Swami asked us in the interview room, what's the meaning of Pada Puja? You all say you want to serve Swami. What's the meaning of Pada Puja? And we said, Swami, serving your lotus feet. And Swami said, that is different, sir. The real meaning of Pada Puja is that when God incarnates on earth in human form, He keeps His feet on the sands of time, which is love and service, greater love and greater service, still greater love and still greater service. Keep your feet on those footsteps of God and reach Him. That is the real meaning of Pada Puja. That is the real meaning of service to Bhagwan. Sisters and brothers, there is nothing personal in our spiritual life. It is all to be shared and distributed, because it only increases by distribution and sharing. Let us pray on this Vijayadashmi day, the day of victory, to our beloved Mother Sai, that we shall be victorious. We will ask ourselves these questions. We will follow the tenets which emerge from our own hearts. And then not only understand the essence of the spiritual life, but also experience and express it in our daily lives. That will be the real spiritual victory which Bhagwan wants us to achieve. So that we can live a life of dedication as His perfect and dedicated instruments till breath pervades our body, and thereafter merge in Him in oneness forever and ever. Jai Sai Ram.
Faith in guidance gives us confidence, and learning from experiences gives us conviction. What we saw and heard in the past few minutes from Dr. Deepak Anand is the fruit of divine guidance and kind experiences that our beloved Swami has showered on him. Thank you, Dr. Deepak Anand. The next speaker for the evening is Abhay Kini. Abhay joined the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School in the year 2007, finished his BCom from the Whitefield campus of the university, and is currently pursuing his MBA finance at the Prashanthi Nilayam campus. All-round personality is a hallmark of every Sai student in whichever campus he may belong. Abhay has many such facets to his credentials. To mention, sports like basketball and tennis, cultural activities such as dramatics and public speaking. Today, Abhay is going to share his thoughts with us on something that we all learn in our journey as a student, as a devotee, or to put it simply, in our journey of life with our dearest Swami. What he is going to speak to us upon is the thought of surrender. Now, surrender is not something that comes very easily. It is something that, like they say, it is only the process of burning the gold in the fire that purifies it. I am sure, continuing on this already laid spiritual thoughts of this spiritual journey that we all are undergoing by Dr. Deepak Anand, Abhay will remind us that on this journey the most important thing is to surrender to the will of God. With these words, I welcome Abhay.
Om Shri Sai Ram, I offer myself at the lotus feet of my Bhagwan, Shri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, a loving Sai Ram to you. Just as a traveler wanders through the desert sands in search of water, each one of us is a traveler on the spiritual journey of life. And just as every journey has a destination, the destination of life is the realization of God. Today we are witness to the culmination of one such spiritual journey, the Purnahuti of the Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajnam. The Purnahuti literally means complete surrender, or in Swami's words, the culmination of the actions of the 10 senses, the 5 Karmendriyas and the 5 Jnanendriyas. It was on this very day when Bhagwan used to materialize beautiful gems and precious stones and pearls and offer it into the sacrificial fire. This act of Swami's was nothing but a symbolism that we too must surrender our desires, our ego, our joys and sorrows and attachments into that sacrificial fire. For the surrender of self is like an express ticket to acquiring realization. But then, a question arises in my mind. Swami says that he is the very embodiment of fullness. Purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnam eva vashishtaye. Then how can we offer our desires, our joys and sorrows into him who is already complete? How can we offer anything to the one who has everything? To this, Swami gave a very simple solution. In the year 2007, on his visit to Chennai, Swami revealed a very thought-provoking definition of surrender to a select group of students and teachers at his residence in Sundaram. Swami said, "Surrender means giving nothing." Developing the understanding that we cannot give anything to the one who has everything, to the one who has created us from his sankalpa. All we can do is to accept whatever we receive as his sankalpa. That is true surrender. Swami, in his very famous composition, has recited, "Yatna prayatnamu manava dharmamu jayapa jayamalu daivadhinamu." But then, this intriguing concept of giving nothing to give up everything was very complex for me, and I could not understand its significance. And as if in answer to disentangle my befuddled thoughts, Swami gives a very beautiful analogy. He says, life is like a car journey. In a car, the most important part is the gear system. Initially, when we start the car, we put it in the first gear, and that gives us a limited amount of speed. After which, we shift to the second gear, and for more speed, respectively, the third gear and the fourth gear. But if we initially start the car in the second gear itself, then the whole car wobbles. Similarly, life is the car, in which the first gear is joy, the second gear is sorrow, the third gear is joy, the fourth gear is sorrow. Life just oscillates between pain and pleasure. But then man is an adaptable creature. Thus, when in joy, he is comfortable with his happiness. And if in sorrow, he reconciles with his lot. Then when does the problem occur? The problem occurs when there's a transition between joy and sorrow, or sorrow and joy, when the gear shifts. A man living a life full of happiness is overwhelmed by a sudden sorrow. Similarly, a sudden stroke of luck is unreal and unfathomable for a man who is living a life full of despair. So how do we overcome this transition problem? Swami gives a very simple solution to this too. In a car, when we want to shift gears very smoothly and seamlessly, what do? Simple, we press the clutch. Similarly, in life, we too must press the clutch of faith and surrender to Him. It is only when we press this clutch of faith that we can accept both joys as well as sorrows as His prasadam. Only when we realize that He is the creator, the bestower and the destroyer, that it is His divine will that guides our lives, we become mere mediums, mere instruments through which His divine drama is enacted, and we attain true Sharanagati. Swami taught me this beautiful concept in His own inimitable style. It was in the year 2007 when I had joined the 11th standard in the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School. I was going through a very rough time with many apparent difficulties, for I had joined the hostel for the first time and was getting used to the atmosphere. It was an emotionally harrowing period for me, as even Swami had decided to apparently ignore my prayers for that point of time. Every day, or every time, whenever I used to get a very lucrative position in the student's block, He would purposefully direct the wheelchair away from me. This continued for a long time, until one day I could not contain myself. That night, sleeping in my bed in my room, I looked at the photo of Bhagwan in the room altar and lashed at it with my tumultuous emotions. I blamed Him completely for my predicament and sobbed myself to sleep. The next day, I got a chance to sit in the first line at the bottom of the portico slope. Swami came in the wheelchair, and I expected Him to mete out the same treatment as He had been giving previously. Half-heartedly, I raised my letter to offer it to Him, but He went past by without even taking it. I felt very dejected. But the moment Swami had gone across me, suddenly He turned around and looked into my eyes. And to my utter shock, there were tears in those beautiful eyes. I was beyond confused. For it was me going through the difficulties, then why was Swami crying? It was only later, when my mother was able to interpret this silent gesture of Bhagwan, that I was able to understand what He really meant. When we join as students in His hostel, Swami gives an implicit promise to our parents that we will be given the same tender love and care as we would have received at home. So even if one of her children suffers under her own protective gaze, the mother feels extremely sad. When we still believe that I am the doer and that I am the receiver for all the things that happen around us, we have not understood the true significance of surrender. We must supplicate and accept whatever joys and sorrows we get as His will. In Swami's simple words, if you cooperate, then I will operate. But if you operate, then I cannot cooperate. But true surrender comes with a clause. The acceptance of the Lord's will must be accompanied by the implicit obedience of His command. Here I am reminded of a very famous incident that took place in the life of Sri Kutumb Rao, the former caretaker of this ashram. During the 55th birthday celebrations of Bhagwan, a Narayan Seva was arranged for on a grand scale. When the feeding was in progress, suddenly there was a shortage of sambar. Sri Kutumb Rao immediately rushed in a jeep to the canteen procure the item. A huge vessel containing steaming hot sambar was being loaded onto the jeep, when accidentally it slipped and overturned and fell directly onto Sri Kutumb Rao's legs. He was immediately rushed to the hospital, where the doctors treated him for severe burns on his legs. After the treatment, they covered the legs with bandages. That afternoon, Sri Kutumb Rao went limping to the mandir, and when Swami saw him, he joked, "What is all this show? Nothing has happened to your legs." After that, Swami even gave him some guest badges and asked him to distribute them personally to a few devotees in their flats. Shri Kutumb Rao accepted this command obediently and went limping all over the premises and distributed the badges. The next morning, when Shri Kutumb Rao's wife was uncovering his legs, was uncovering the bandages of his legs to have a look at them as they were severely burnt, to their astonishment, the skin was perfectly normal and everything was all right. That evening, when he went for darshan, Shri Kutumb Rao walked quite normally, to the amazement of the doctors and others who had witnessed the accident the previous day. The moment Swami looked at him, he said, "Did I not tell you? Nothing has happened to your legs." Shri Kutumb Rao was the epitome of total surrender. Throughout history, we would have come across many devotees like Lakshmana, Hanuman, or the Gopikas of Vrindavan, who lived a life of total surrender to the Lord. They performed their actions in accordance with the Lord's will and accepted both His love as well as His chiding with equal fervor. Thus, it is man's job to perform the action with discrimination, while it is his job to distribute the rewards. But in today's goal-oriented society, we perform the actions solely based on the rewards that we are likely to receive from them. I am not saying that having an aim is wrong, but if a batsman while playing his game keeps looking at the scoreboard waiting for it to change, then surely he'll miss the ball and become out. Instead, he must focus on the ball and hit it, and the score will automatically change. Similarly, life is like the bowler who throws a number of challenges at us, and we must be ready with the bat of faith to hit the ball for a six. Here I am reminded of the words of advice which Bhagwan had given to the legendary cricketer Sachin Tendulkar. Look at the ball, not at the bowler. This concept called karma phala tyaga is but one aspect of nishkama karma. While going through the experiences of Professor Kasturi, the first editor of the Sanatan Sarthi, in his book Loving God, I came across a very wonderful experience which he encountered in his life. One evening, Swami sent a message to Professor Kasturi saying that the editor of a very famous daily newspaper wanted to publish an article on the Sanatan Sarthi and required a very good photograph of its editor alongside it. Swami instructed him to get ready immediately, for he would take the photo himself with a special camera. Professor Kasturi's joy knew no bounds, and he immediately rushed home and returned within minutes, well-groomed and neatly dressed. Swami then positioned him in front of the camera and even complimented him on his photogenic face. Professor Kasturi was elated, as his photo would be seen by more than 30,000 readers across Andhra Pradesh. Then after that, Swami gestured and with a ready and steady clicked the camera. Suddenly a black hairy creature came bouncing out of the camera at Professor Kasturi. He screamed and jumped at the side, and to his utter shock found that it was a toy rat which had been concealed in the camera. And Swami was having a hearty laugh at his panic. Later, Swami reprimanded him, saying that him being the editor of this magazine was not the news that the world wanted. Then he asked, "What greater status can you attain than being a medium for posting and packaging my message to thousands of followers every month?" Through this incident, Swami shows us how lucky we are, how lucky each one of us is to be a part, to be a small part of his mission and to be associated with his institutions. Name and fame, positions and posts are not at all important. True karma phala tyaga is enjoying this opportunity that Swami has given us and not desiring for the fruit thereof. In his first discourse in this year's Mahasabha, Swami said that the yajnam being performed was for loka kalyanam and not for selfish purposes. Similarly, we too must perform actions for the welfare of others and not with the anxiety of the fruit of the action. Initially, I had felt that these concepts of karma phala tyaga, acceptance of his will and the purnahuti were poles apart. But on delving deep into the essence of surrender, I realized that these were but varied routes that led to the same destination. It is only when we accept everything as His gift, we will develop love for the action and not for the expectation. And it is that very love that helps us purge our desires, ego, joy, sorrows and attachments in the sacrificial fire. Once the fire has done its duty, all that is left is calm. All that is left is shanti. Then even if our lives shift from first gear, second gear or third gear, our minds will be neutral and we will be equanimous. And it is in that equanimity that we will be able to hear the voice of God. Swami in his own words has said that without love in the heart, there cannot be surrender in the action. It is only through sneham that we can reach Atma Nivedanam. And it is only when we attain Atma Nivedanam that we can experience true prashanti. Today thousands of devotees have gathered here, having undertaken long arduous journeys to reach the abode of peace, prashanti nilayam. But it is only the journey of surrender that will take us much more closer to the Lord. It is only when our Atma takes to the path of surrender that we will be able to reach that supreme abode of peace, that we will be able to reach that prashanti nilayam which is present in each and every one of us. And it is in that very prashanti nilayam where our Lord Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba resides, and we will realize God. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
Lord, accept my prayers as I bow down to Thee most reverentially. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, my Sai Ram to one and all. As we approach the end of the most vibrant 7-day Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha, we discover ourselves standing at the beginning of the endless process of self-discovery. At this juncture, it was most relevant to hear from Brother Abhay Kini the significance of Purnahuti that culminated 7-day yajna, and to be reminded that true culmination of our spiritual journey lies in true surrender. Thank you, brother, for giving us the true key of surrender to unlock the gates of spirituality. It has been indeed most elevating all through to listen to the great scholars, devotees and young scholars under the tutelage of Sai, as all of us together inch ahead towards self-realization. The last speaker of the 7-day Vidwan Mahasabha, Miss Aishwarya, will give us a few simple steps towards self-evolution, indeed a befitting end to the 7-day spiritual treat and retreat. Miss Aishwarya is presently pursuing her final year bachelor's degree in biosciences at Anandpur campus of the university. As a product of Kendriya Vidyalaya Chennai, she has proved the versatility of her personality in varied fronts in school as well as in college. Besides being the cultural secretary in her school, she has participated and won many prizes in cultural competitions like dramatics, elocutions, debates and so on. Most notably, as a member of the youth parliament of her school, she received a second prize at the national level from the Vice President of India in the youth parliament competition conducted by the Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs. Despite her active participation in the extracurricular activities of the university, she has consistently proved her proficiency in academics too. For some practical tips on our journey towards self-evolution, let us now listen to Miss Aishwarya. Miss Aishwarya.
सर्वज्ञे सर्ववरदे सर्वदुष्ट भयंकरी सर्वदुःख हरे देवी महालक्ष्मी नमोस्तुते. I offer my humble pranams at the lotus feet of Sai Parameshwari. Revered elders, brothers and sisters, warm Vijayadashmi greetings and a loving Sai Ram to one and all. Dashara is a time when we realize that Devi pervades everything by her nature as energy. It is by sending our prayers to her during this period that we receive the threefold power, Ichha Shakti, Jnana Shakti and Kriya Shakti. Deva Rishi Gana Sanghata Stuya Manatma Vaibhava Bhandasura Vadodyukta Shakti Sena Samanvita Maheshwari Mahakali Mahagrasa Mahashana Arpana Chandika Chanda Mundasura Nishudini. Bharat is a holy land in which that powerful Shakti has manifested from time to time for a noble purpose. We have Durga as Mahishasura Mardini, Chamundi as the destroyer of Chanda and Munda. In the same way, the manifestation of Lalita Devi is associated with the annihilation of Bandasura. Thus, Dashara commemorates the victory of good over evil. The best part of Bharatiya culture is that they remind us of our goal of God realization. One such ritual that is followed by the South Indians during Navratri is Golu. It is a tradition wherein idols or bommai are kept on the steps of odd numbers, signifying the evolution of human from an embryo to the divine. The first step signifies the worldly pleasures that a man enjoys, and the corresponding steps are his efforts to become divine. Let us consider this ritual as an analogy. The first step, as we all know, is a desire which we need to curb. Let us consider this, and the first step that we need to take in the ladder of evolution is service. Most of us sitting here have a fundamental urge to find meaning in life. And this urge usually translates into a desire to reach divine by serving others. If we serve thinking that our action is primarily for the benefit of others, then we are incorrect. For service holds the greatest benefit for the one who serves. Let me narrate an incident to prove this point. I belong to the dispensary self-reliance in the hostel. As a result, service to the sick is a humble offering to our beloved Lord. Last year, one of my juniors got a severe hit on her toenail and the nail split into two. It was bleeding profusely and it took almost an hour to dress her wound. Later that evening when I went to dress her wound, she said I was the best doctor she had ever met. This could be a sheer coincidence or mere praise of others, but it meant a lot to me, for I always aspired to become a doctor and Bhagwan made me the best doctor without an MBBS degree. The exalting fact of service is that it drives us all away from too much of self-concern. This takes us to the next step of sacrifice. Sacrifice doesn't mean giving up our life for the sake of others, but it means giving up of selfish desires and ego for the welfare of others. When we try to practice it, there are bound to be many tests put forth before us as the Lord tests if our selflessness is strong and genuine. But despite all the criticism and obstacles which come to us in the form of tests, we must not get deluded by the mirage of desires. The third step in the ladder of evolution is love. Bhagwan says, duty without love is deplorable. Duty with love is desirable. And love without duty is divine. The whole universe is an enterprise, a very busy factory whose product is love. By means of sadhana, one can manufacture love and export it to millions and millions of people in need of it. The more it is shared, the deeper it becomes, the sweeter its taste, and the vaster its joy. Spreading our love to millions and millions of unknown people might sound an impractical task, but this task has a simple solution if our act is offered to our beloved Lord. And when that is done, He would take the responsibility and work through us. My mother is an ardent Shirdi Baba devotee. Even though she has to travel to a school that is 2 hours away from our house, she engages herself in communication with her Baba. In my 10th grade, she suddenly felt that she had no time to spend with me and that she had to continue to work in order to serve the poor village children out there. She took a promise from her Baba that he should always be with me as my friend, as my mother, and entrusted me to him. Brothers and sisters, that Baba of hers did take me into his fold 3 years later and showered on me not just one mother's love, but that of 1,000 mothers, something I really yearned for. I learned that complete surrender earns God's love, and this forms the last but one step in the ladder of our evolution. But there arises a question. How long should we wait for the results of this act of surrender? Patience comprises an integral part of persistence. Even if one believes that he has totally surrendered to God's will, only patience and persistence can validate his effort. And when we put in this effort, we are eligible for the final step, which is the end, yet a new beginning. Most of us sitting here feel liberation is an extraordinary experience, usually achieved by superhuman devotion. Not at all. This experience is a natural and ordinary way of being. In fact, life in the world is a better training ground for reduction of egos and desires. When we are surrounded by temptations and yet we perceive them to be unreal, then liberation lies close at hand. We need not wait for our hair to turn grey or our teeth to fall out, for there are no prerequisites of age or educational qualification for spiritual liberation. It is our weakness to believe ourselves incapable of this achievement during this Janma. Hard though it may be in times of strife, we need to remind ourselves of His wisdom and His plans for us. I'm sure we're not in the embryo stage and not even far from the ultimate goal. Tough as it may seem to hold on to this belief in the ordinary rigors of daily life, we need to remind ourselves that He is with us. Our task is to make ourselves ready for His work. He is our Ghanshyama. We are His Murali and His mission, our music. I would like to end my talk with a prayer. Dearest Bhagwan, at the first glance, you are but a small frame in orange robe. Sometimes stern, but always smiling. You smiled at me, and that smile gave me a glimpse of your radiance. And the next time when I saw you, love enveloped me, and unconsciously a tear caressed my cheeks. I pray to you, O Lord, come into our hearts and show us that we are one with thee. Jai Sai Ram.
Jai Sai Ram.
the thought of having the Lord with us in every journey that we take up in our lives is the most difficult thought to keep in our minds, because we very often forget that He is the one who is responsible for everything that happens to us and also for what we do. We begin to think that we are the ones who are actually doing it. Thank you, Sister Aishwarya, for sharing your thoughts on how it is important to always know and also remind ourselves that the Lord is always with us, and it is Him whom we have to keep in our heart, and then rest will just follow. We now come to the most awaited part for this evening's program, and that is the Divine Discourse. I pray to Swami to bless us all with His Divine Discourse. Thank you, Sarah.
వేదాంతము అనేటువంటిది అర్థమయ్యేటువంటిది కాదు.
సో వీ కెనాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ వేదాంత.
వేదాంతం అనగా ఏమిటి? ఉపనిషత్తుల యొక్క అంత్యమే వేదాంతము.
ది ఎండ్, ద క్వింటిసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఉపనిషత్స్ ఇస్ వేదాంతం.
ఈ ఉపనిషత్తుల యొక్క అర్థం ఏమిటి? జ్ఞానం.
ది ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఉపనిషత్స్ ఇస్ విజ్డమ్.
అది ఏమిటి? అద్వైత దర్శనం, జ్ఞానం.
ద విజన్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ నాన్ డ్యువలిజం.
ఇలాంటి అద్వైతం అనేటువంటిది అందరికీ సాధ్యం కాదు.
దిస్ నాన్ డ్యువలిస్టిక్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఇస్ నాట్ గివెన్ టు ఎవరీబడీ.
డ్యూయలీ మైండ్, డ్యూయలీ మైండ్, డ్యూయలీ మైండ్.
ఎవ్రీవన్ ఇస్ డ్రౌన్డ్ ఇన్ డ్యూయల్ మైండ్.
కనుకనే ఈ డ్యూయల్ మైండ్ ఉండటం చేతనే అనేక చంచలత్వాలు ప్రారంభమవుతుంటాయి.
బికాస్ ఆఫ్ డ్యూయల్ మైండ్ వీఆర్ డ్యూయల్.
ఏ మ్యాన్ విత్ డ్యూయలీ మైండ్ ఈస్ హాఫ్ బ్లైండ్.
ఏ మ్యాన్ విత్ డ్యూయల్ మైండ్ ఈస్ హాఫ్ బ్లైండ్.
అతను అర్థం గుడ్డివాడే.
అండ్ హీస్ హాఫ్ బ్లైండ్.
ఇలాంటి అర్థం గుడ్డివాడైనటువంటి వాడికి ఈ యొక్క పవిత్రమైనటువంటి యొక్క దృశ్యం ఏ రీతిగా గుర్తించడానికి వీలు?
ద వన్ హూ ఇస్ హాఫ్ బ్లైండ్ కెన్ నెవర్ నో ద సీక్రెట్ థింగ్స్.
కనుక వేదాంతం అనేటువంటిది అందరికీ సాధ్యం కాదు అర్థం చేసుకోవటానికి.
ఇట్స్ నాట్ గివెన్ టు ఎవ్రీబడీ టు నో వేదాంత.
కానీ వేదాంతంలో ఉండేటువంటి యొక్క పవిత్రత దేని ఎందుకు లేదు?
ద క్వాలిటీ అండ్ ఇంటెన్సిటీ ఆఫ్ ద శాంక్టిటీ ఆఫ్ వేదాంత.
ఒక్కొక్క శ్లోకం చక్కగా వర్ణించి చూస్తే, విచారణ చేసి చూస్తే దాంట్లో ఘనమైనటువంటి ఆనందం ఉంటుండాలి.
ఇఫ్ యూ ఇన్వెస్టిగేట్ అండ్ ఎంక్వైరీ ఈచ్ శ్లోక యూ ఫైండ్ ద బౌండ్లెస్.
దాని గురించి మనం వర్ణించాలనుకుంటే సముద్రం యొక్క నీరంతా కూడాను ఇంకుగా మార్చినా కూడాను చాలదు.
ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యు ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మ్ ది ఎంటైర్ ఓషనిక్ వాటర్ ఇంటూ ఇంక్ యూ కెనాట్ ఇంటర్ప్రెట్ సింగిల్ శ్లోక.
గొప్పతనం ఉంటుండది ఒక్కొక్క శ్లోకంలో.
దట్ ఈస్ ది గ్రేట్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ఈచ్ శ్లోక.
అలాంటి శ్లోకాల లోపల వీడు సరైనటువంటి దాన్ని అర్థం చేసుకుని లేక దురదృష్టవంతుడై శ్లోకంలో మునుగుతున్నాడు.
That's in the meaning of shloka. He is not understood and therefore he drowns in shoka or misery.
కనుకనే శోకానికి మునిగినటువంటి వానికి శ్లోకం యొక్క విజయం అర్థం కాదు.
ద వన్ హూ ఇస్ మిజరబుల్ ఇన్ శోక కెనాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ శ్లోక ద కాంటో ఆఫ్ ఉపనిషత్.
కనుకనే వాల్మీకి చెప్తూ వచ్చాడు.
వాల్మీకి వెంట్ ఆన్ డిక్లేరింగ్,
అయ్యా నా యొక్క విజయం అంతా కూడాను వాల్మీకి రామాయణంలో నిరూపించాను.
ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ క్లియర్లీ డెమోన్స్ట్రేటెడ్ ఇన్ మై కంపోజిషన్.
ఆ వాల్మీకి రామాయణంలో ఉండేటువంటి యొక్క అంతరార్థము ఇట్టిది అట్టిదని గుర్తించడానికి వీలు కాదు.
ఇట్స్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ టు ఎస్టిమేట్ ది ఇన్నర్ సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ ఆఫ్ రామాయణ.
కేవలము నిజమైనటువంటి శక్తి కలిగినటువంటి దైవత్వాన్ని ఎవరు కనుక్కోగలరు?
హూ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ద ట్రూ డివినిటీ?
శక్తి కలిగినటువంటి భక్తులే కనుక్కోగలడు.
ఓన్లీ పవర్ఫుల్ డివోటీ కెన్ నో.
అనంత శక్తి కలిగినటువంటి దైవత్వాన్ని
the divinity that is in
అల్పత్వంతో కూడినటువంటి మానవుడు ఏ రీతిగా గుర్తించడానికి?
A low minded mean minded man cannot comprehend nor estimate.
కనుక ఇది సాధ్యం కాదు.
It's not possible.
అని విశ్వామిత్రుడు చెప్పాడు.
And so విశ్వామిత్రుడు
సరే ఈయన తీశాడు. తక్షణమే జనకుడు తన బిడ్డను వెంట పెట్టుకుని మాల తీసుకుని వచ్చాడు.
And immediately Janaka came over there and Sita was there in the garland.
నాయనా,
look here.
నా యొక్క వాగ్దానం ఇది.
This is my promise.
ఈ యొక్క శివధనస్సును ఎవరు వంచుతాడో, ఎవరు ఎత్తగలడో అతనికి నా యొక్క కుమార్తెని ఇచ్చి వివాహం చేయాలని సంకల్పం ఉన్నాడు.
జనక సెడ్ దిస్ ఇస్ మై డిసిషన్. హూ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు లివ్ దిస్ శివధనుస్ అండ్ బ్రేక్ ఇట్ వుడ్ బి గివెన్ ఇన్ మ్యారేజ్ టు మై
సర్వోహితే రథ. అది ఉండాలి ఒక నారదుని లోపల, ఒక రాముని లోపల.
అండ్ వన్ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ దిస్ క్వాలిటీ దట్ యూ షుడ్ విష్ ఫర్ ది వెల్ బీయింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్
సంపన్న. సర్వో గుణ సంపన్న.
హీ షుడ్ హావ్ ఆల్ వర్చ్యూస్ గుణాస్.
అలాంటి పవిత్రమైన గుణములు కలిగినటువంటి వాడు ఇక్కడ వచ్చాడు.
ద పర్సన్ విత్ సెక్రెట్ వర్చ్యూస్ ఇస్ రైట్ హియర్.
ఆ పవిత్ర గుణములకు ఏది లక్షణములు?
హౌ డు యు నో దెమ్?
జనకుడు వచ్చి ప్రార్థిస్తుండగా
వెన్ జనక వాస్ ప్రేయింగ్
అతను చెప్పాడు.
హీ సెడ్
జనక మహారాజా,
ఓ ఎంపరర్ జనక,
నేను వివాహమునికి ఇప్పుడు నేను సిద్ధం లేదు.
ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ప్రిపేర్డ్ టు మ్యారీ నౌ.
నా తల్లిదండ్రుల యొక్క ఆజ్ఞ నాకు కావాలి.
I need the command of my parents. Without permission of my parents, I don't look at the face of Sita. Janaka felt so sad. How is this youngster
is speaking like that?
And whereas these days, they don't need any parents' permission.
కనుక విశ్వామిత్రుడు వచ్చాడు.
విశ్వామిత్రుడు కే
నాయన, ఈ మహారాజు యొక్క వాగ్దానం ఇది.
దిస్ ఇస్ ది ప్రామిస్ వవ్వు
అంగీకరించు అన్నాడు.
హి సెడ్ యు యాక్సెప్ట్
దేన్ని? నేను అంగీకరించను.
ఐ యామ్ నాట్ ప్రిపేర్ టు యాక్సెప్ట్.
సర్వో హితే రతః, నా ఇష్టమైనటువంటి దాన్ని నేను అంగీకరిస్తున్నాను.
ఐ యాక్సెప్ట్ దట్ వాట్ ఐ
నా ఇష్టం ఏంటి? నా ఆత్మతత్వమే నా ఇష్టము.
మై ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ద సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ ద వన్ దట్ ఐ లైక్.
సర్వగుణ సంపన్నః, అన్ని గుణములు కలిగినటువంటి వారే నాకు అవసరము.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఐ వాంట్ దోస్ పీపుల్ విత్ ఆల్ దీస్ వర్చ్యూస్.
కాబట్టి నా తండ్రి వచ్చేంత వరకు నేను ఏమాత్రము దీనికి అంగీకరించను.
సో అంటిల్ మై ఫాదర్ కమ్స్ హియర్ అండ్ గివ్స్ పర్మిషన్, జనకుడు ఐ యామ్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు
ఇట్. గీతమును పంపించాడు, జనక పిలిపించాడు దశరథుణ్ణి.
ఇన్ ది మీన్ టైమ్ జనక సెంట్ ఆల్ ది మెసేజెస్ అండ్ మెసెంజర్స్ ఆస్కింగ్ దశరథ టు మూవ్ హియర్.
రాముని చెప్పారు విశ్వామిత్రుడు.
అండ్ విశ్వామిత్రుడు
కేవలము తల్లిదండ్రులు వచ్చేంత వరకు కూడా నువ్వు కాచుకోవచ్చు, కానీ ఒక్కతూరైనా ఆమెను చూడమని చెప్పాడు.
యూ కెన్ వెయిట్ అంటిల్ యువర్ పేరెంట్స్ కమ్ హియర్, అట్లీస్ట్ యూ కెన్ లుక్ అట్
ధర్మ హితవ్రత, ధర్మాన్ని గురించి అక్కడ కూడా బోధిస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
అండ్ రామ వెంట్ ఆన్ టీచింగ్ ధర్మ హియర్.
పరస్త్రీని వివాహం అయ్యేంత వరకు కూడా నువ్వు కన్నెత్తి కూడా నేను చూడను.
అంటిల్ I am married, I am not going to look at any other woman's face, said Rama.
ఆమె నాకు మాతృసమానమైంది.
And the other one till now is my mother.
కాబట్టి వివాహం అయ్యేంత వరకు కూడా సర్వులు నాకు మాతృస్వరూపులే.
సో అంటిల్ ఐఎమ్ మ్యారీడ్ ఆల్ ఆర్ ఈక్వల్ టు మై మదర్
అన్నాడు. రూమ్ కు వెళ్లిపోయాడు.
సో సేయింగ్ హీ రిటర్న్డ్.
తర్వాత వశిష్ఠుల వారు వచ్చారు.
దెన్ వశిష్ఠ కేమ్.
తర్వాత దశరథుడు వచ్చాడు.
దశరథ ఆల్సో
కేమ్. అందరూ వచ్చి ఎంతనో చెప్పారు.
ఆల్ కేమ్ అండ్ ట్రై టు కన్విన్స్ హిమ్.
వాళ్ళందరికీ వినయంతో చెప్తూ వచ్చాడు.
బట్ హీ టోల్డ్ దెమ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ హ్యూమిలిటీ,
ధర్మం ఈ రకంగా పలికింది.
అండ్ దిస్ ద వే హౌ ధర్మ,
మన ధర్మం ఈ రకంగా చెప్పింది.
అండ్ దిస్ హెస్ బీన్ ద డిక్లరేషన్,
ధర్మాన్ని నేను పాలిస్తాను కానీ వ్యక్తుల యొక్క ఆజ్ఞ నేను ఏమాత్రము పాలించను.
ఐ విల్ ఫాలో ది ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ కోడ్ ధర్మ,
కానీ వ్యక్తులందరినీ గౌరవిస్తాను.
బట్ ఐ రెస్పెక్ట్ ఎవ్రీబడి
అని చెప్పాడు.
అండ్ దట్స్ వాస్
సరే. ఈ సమయంలో రామును తొందర పెట్టకూడదు అన్నాడు. విశ్వామిత్రుడు కూడా నోరు మూసుకున్నాడు.
అండ్ విశ్వామిత్ర కెప్ క్వైట్ యాజ్ హి కుడ్ నాట్ కన్విన్స్ రామ.
3 days అయిన తర్వాత వచ్చినారు.
దశరథ
అయోధ్యుడు వచ్చాడు. అయోధ్య నుంచి వచ్చాడు.
కేమ్ ఫ్రమ్ అయోధ్య.
అయోధ్య నుంచి అందరు కూడా వచ్చి వశిష్ఠుల వారు కూడా కలిచారు.
వశిష్ఠ ఆల్సో వాస్ దేర్.
కలిసి రాముల దగ్గరికి వెళ్లారు.
అండ్ దే వెంట్ క్లోజ్ టు రామ.
రామ, రేపటి దినము తెల్లవారు 8 గంటలకు కార్యం జరుపుకుంటున్నాము.
దిస్ హోల్ థింగ్ హ్యాస్ టు బి డన్ ఎట్ 8 o'clock టుమారో మార్నింగ్.
దీనికైనా నీవు అంగీకరించావా అన్నాడు.
హావ్ యు యాక్సెప్టెడ్ దిస్ అట్ లీస్ట్?
నా తండ్రిని పిలిచిమన్నాడు. తండ్రిని.
అండ్ హి సెడ్ ఐ వాంట్ టు సీ మై ఫాదర్.
నాయన, నీ వివాహ నిమిత్తమై మేమందరం వచ్చేసాము, మాకందరికీ సంతోషమేను అన్నారు.
ద ఫాదర్ సెడ్ ఇట్స్ యాక్సెప్టెడ్ టు అస్, వి హావ్ కమ్ హియర్ ఫర్ ద వెడ్డింగ్.
అయితే నీ ఆజ్ఞ అయింది కాబట్టి నేను తప్పక అంగీకరిస్తాను.
బికాస్ యూ హావ్ పర్మిటెడ్ మీ ఐ విల్ నౌ ఫాలో.
అయితే ఒకదానికి మాత్రం పూర్వం అంగీకరించలేదు.
బట్ వన్ ఐ హావ్ నాట్ యాక్సెప్టెడ్.
పట్టాభిషేకమునకు తండ్రి చెప్పినా సరే నేను చేయించుకోను అన్నాడు.
కారోనేషన్ దో యూ వాంటెడ్ మీ టు బి కారోనేటెడ్ ఐ హావ్ నాట్ యాక్సెప్టెడ్.
వశిష్ఠుల వారు వచ్చి చెప్పినా కూడా నేను వినను అన్నాడు.
ద ప్రిసెప్టర్ వశిష్ఠ సెడ్ బట్ ఐ డోంట్ పే హీడ్ టు హిస్ వర్డ్.
పితృవాక్య పరిపాలన నా యొక్క దీక్ష.
And I should certainly follow the vow that I would uphold this.
Tandri aagnane nen nerveerchali.
I should follow the command of the father.
Kevalam mee aagnanta nen nerveerchukopothe naa tandriki agauravam chesina vaadini avutaru.
If I follow the command of others, it would be disrespect to my father.
Atti agauravam naa tandriki nenu ippincharu.
Well, I don't want to put my father.
Ee rajyame naaku akkarledu.
I don't want this kingdom.
Ee pattabhishekam avasarame ledu.
I don't want the throne.
Nenu aranyanike velutaru.
I'll go to the forest.
Ani cheppadu.
That's what he said.
Kaani pendi vishayamlo maatram తండ్రి ఆజ్ఞ శిరసావహించాడు.
బట్ ఇన్ రెస్పెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ మ్యారేజ్ హి ఫాలోడ్ ద కమాండ్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫాదర్.
అన్ని జరిగినాయి.
ఎవ్రీథింగ్ హ్యాపెన్డ్.
వివాహం జరుగుతుండాలి.
ద మ్యారేజ్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్.
తెరగట్టారు.
అండ్ దెన్ దేర్ ఇస్
తెరగట్టిన తర్వాత ఇక్కడ ఎవరిని చూడకూడదు.
అంటిల్ దెన్ నో వన్ షుడ్ సీ ఈచ్ అదర్.
తెరం తీసేటప్పటికి అమ్మాయిని అబ్బాయి, అబ్బాయిని అమ్మాయి చూడాలి.
అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ ద కర్టన్ ఇస్ రిమూవ్డ్ ద బ్రైడ్ గ్రూమ్ కెన్ లుక్ ఎట్ ద బ్రైడ్, సో ఆల్సో ద బ్రైడ్ కెన్.
రాముడు మాత్రమే గొప్పవాడు కాదు, సీత కూడా గొప్ప గుణవంతురాలే.
సీత ఇస్ ఆల్సో వర్చ్యూస్ అండ్ నోబుల్ లేడీ.
ఆ తెరం తీసేటప్పటికి ఆమె కూడా రామును చూడలేదు.
అండ్ షీ టు డిడ్ నాట్ సీ రామ.
రాముడు సీతను చూడలేదు.
రామ డిడ్ లుక్ ఎట్ హర్.
ఏమి చూస్తున్నారు ఇంక వాడు?
వాట్ ఇస్ దట్ దే లుకింగ్ ఎట్?
కేవలం భూమిని చూస్తున్నారు.
దే ఆర్ వాచింగ్ ఓన్లీ ది గ్రౌండ్.
అప్పుడే విశ్వామిత్రుడు వచ్చాడు.
దెన్ కేమ్ విశ్వామిత్రుడు.
నాయనా ఈమె భూజాతనే.
లుక్ హియర్ షీ ఇస్ ద డాటర్ ఆఫ్ మదర్.
భూమిని చూస్తున్నావు, భూమిలో పుట్టినటువంటి ఆమెను చూడటం లేదు.
యు ఆర్ వాచింగ్ ద ఎర్త్ ద మదర్ బట్ నాట్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ వాచింగ్ ది డాటర్.
చూడలేదు అప్పటికి కూడా. కారణం ఏమిటి? వివాహం కాలేదు.
వాట్ ఇస్ ద రీజన్?
వివాహం కాకపూర్వము పరస్త్రీని చూడటం మహాపాపం అని రాముడి యొక్క దీక్ష.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ది డెసిషన్ ఆఫ్ రామ టు లుక్ ఎట్ ద ఫేస్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ అదర్ ఉమెన్ బిఫోర్ మ్యారేజ్ ఈస్ వర్స్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది సిన్స్.
అప్పుడు ఇంకా అన్ని జరిగిపోయింది. అందరూ తల్లి తండ్రులు అందరూ వచ్చి ప్రోద్బలం చేయటం చేత చూచాడు.
Because of the force of the parents, after obtaining the permission, he
ee vidhanga mahaneeli yokka teechalu anta pavitramainatundi teechalu ga untuntayi.
That was the determination, the strong determination.
Deeniki teginatundi arhata daniki undali.
Each one has got its own eligibility.
Bharta chaala goppa gunavantulu ainappatikini bhari kaakunda pote prayojanam ledu.
The husband may be virtuous and great, if the wife is not, it is useless.
Bhari gunavanturaliga undini bharta gunavanturu kaakapothe adi kuda sariyinatlu kaadu.
If the wife is virtuous and if husband is not, it is also useless. Gunavanturu
gunavantule kavali.
So the both of them should be virtuous.
Ee sabodalaku sabodalige kavali. Saboda
saboda
suboda
suboda, each one should be good to each other.
అనేటువంటిది చూసుకొని తాను క్రేమము ఒక దీక్షగా ఉంటున్నాడు.
దట్ వాస్ ద డిటర్మినేషన్.
ఉండిన తర్వాత
ఆఫ్టర్
ఒక విధమైనటువంటి ఒక దీక్షను తాను పూనాడు.
అండ్ హి హస్ డిటర్మిన్డ్,
ఎందుకంటే ఇంకా పూర్తి మంగళసూత్రం కట్టలేదు.
అండ్ ది సీక్రెట్ నాట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఎ టై.
మంగళసూత్రం కట్టక మునుపు ఆమె నా భార్య కాదు.
ప్రయర్ టు దట్ షీ ఇస్ నాట్ మై వైఫ్.
ఆమె అంతవరకు నా తల్లితో సమానమే.
టిల్ నౌ, టిల్ దెన్ షీ ఇస్ మై మదర్.
సరే, అందరూ పూలమాలలు తీసుకుని వచ్చారు.
ఆల్ కేమ్ దేర్ విత్ గార్లెండ్స్.
అందరూ వారికి వేస్తూ వచ్చారు.
అండ్ దే వర్ ఆల్ గార్లెండెడ్.
సీత మాత్రం రామునికి వేయలేదు.
బట్ సీత డిడ్ నాట్ గార్లెండ్ రామ్.
రాముడు సీతకు వేయలేదు.
రామ డిడ్ గార్లెండ్ సీత.
కారణం ఏమిటి?
వై
మొదలు వధువు చేసి వేసినప్పుడే మరి తిరిగి వరుడు చేయాలి.
Is first the bride should garland the bridegroom, then the bridegroom would garland the bride.
Ame garland teeskoni vachindi.
And she brought the garland.
Pattukundi paapam chaala sepu.
And she was holding the garland for long.
Kaani atanu tala unchaledu.
Rama didn't bend his head.
Tanu cheppadu.
Then he
said, Vishwamitra poyadu, neevu tala unchu annadu.
Vishwamitra went and said, bend down your head.
Guruji.
Guruji.
నేను ఇంత సభలో పదా?
In this
ఒక స్త్రీకి నేను తల వంచినానంటే నా గౌరవం ఏమిటి? నా తండ్రి గౌరవం ఏమిటి?
In this public court, if I am to bend my head, how about the respect of the family and my lineage? I am not prepared to bend down my head. Therefore, until then, I don't
garnish.
This dialogue has been going on.
మెత్తగా ఇంకా లక్ష్మణుడికి చెప్పారు.
అండ్ సాఫ్ట్లీ లక్ష్మణ వాజ్ ఇన్
ఈ లక్ష్మణుడే ఈ అన్నిటికీ సరైనటువంటి సూత్రధారులని లక్ష్మణ చేయన్నాడు.
లక్ష్మణ ఇస్ ద ప్రాపర్ మ్యాన్ టు బి కాంటాక్టెడ్ నౌ.
అనగా ఏమిటి? భూమిని కొంచెం వరకు ఎత్తు చేయమని చెప్పాడు.
దట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎర్త్ కెన్ బి లిఫ్టెడ్ అప్ నౌ.
లక్ష్మణుడు చాలా సూక్ష్మ బుద్ధి గలవాడు.
లక్ష్మణ ఇస్ హైలీ ఇంటెలిజెంట్.
కపివారధి దాటునా
will monkey be able to cross the
ocean?
Is it possible to tie it to the
mortar?
And will Lakshmi the constant
love?
Will Lakshmana serve?
గల లక్ష్మణుడు చూచి చూచి ప్రొక్కున అపరామ భక్తి ఎంతో గొప్పర.
దట్ హైలీ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ భర్త వుడ్ సర్వ్ ఇన్ ద డివోషన్ టు రామ ఇస్ సో గ్రేట్.
రాముని పైన ఉన్నటువంటి భక్తి లక్ష్మణుడికి ఎవరికి లేదు.
లక్ష్మణ హాస్ గాట్ ఇంటెన్స్ లవ్ అండ్ డివోషన్ టు రామ.
అంత హృదయాన్ని అర్పితం గావించుకున్నటువంటి వాడు లక్ష్మణుడు.
హీ హాస్ సరెండర్డ్ హిస్ హార్ట్ టు హిమ్.
కాలు అని చెప్పాడు.
అండ్ దెన్ హీ సెడ్ నో ఇట్స్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్.
అయితే మరి దీనికి ఏమి యుక్తి అన్నాడు.
దెన్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద సొల్యూషన్ టు దిస్?
నేను చేస్తాను అనుకుంటా అన్నాడు.
లక్ష్మణ సెడ్ ఐ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు టాకిల్ నౌ.
ఉన్నట్టుండి లక్ష్మణుడు అక్కడ నుంచి పరిగెత్తి వచ్చి రాముని పాదాల పైన పడ్డాడు.
ఆల్ ఆఫ్ ఎ సడన్ లక్ష్మణ ran and fell at the feet of Rama.
పడినటువంటి లక్ష్మణుడు లేయలేదు.
అండ్ హీ డిడ్ గెట్ అప్.
అప్పుడు ఎందుకు లక్ష్మణుడు ఇట్టపడ్డాడని అతన్ని వంగి లేపడానికని వంగాడు రాముడు.
Rama has to bend to lift Lakshmana.
తక్షణమే సీత గార్లెండ్ వేసింది.
ఇమ్మీడియట్లీ సీత గార్లెండ్
రాముడు సామాన్యంగా ముంచేటువంటి వాడు కాదు మనసు.
రామ విల్ నాట్ బెండ్ హిస్ హెడ్ ఇన్ ద ఆర్డినరీ వే.
ఆయన లక్ష్మణ్ ఎత్తే కోసమని తల ఉంచేటప్పటికీ
టు పిక్ హిమ్ అప్ హి హస్ టు బెండ్.
ఇంతకంటే గొప్ప సూక్ష్మ బుద్ధి కలిగినటువంటిది సీత.
సీత ఇస్ మచ్ మోర్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్.
ఆయన వంచిన సమయం చూసుకున్నది తక్షణమే గార్లాండ్ వేసి.
హి వెయిటెడ్ ఫర్ ద మూమెంట్ ఇమ్మీడియట్లీ గార్లాండెడ్ రామ.
ఇటువంటి సతిపతులకు ఉండేటువంటి ఒక బుద్ధి అవసరం ఉండదు.
దట్స్ హౌ దే ఆర్ మేడ్ ఫర్ ఈచ్ అదర్.
కనుకనే
సో
ఎవరికి ఎవరి శక్తి ఏ విధంగా చేరాలో అట్టి వారికే దీన్ని దక్కుతుంది.
దెర్ఫోర్ ఈచ్ వన్ నో ఈచ్ అదర్.
కనుక ప్రతి శక్తి కూడాను ఒక దైవత్వాన్ని మనం పొందాలనుకుంటే ఆ దైవత్వానికి తగినటువంటి శక్తి మనలో సంపాదించుకోవాలి.
దెర్ఫోర్ వి షుడ్ హావ్ దట్ ఎలిజిబిలిటీ అండ్ ద పవర్ టు నో ద డివినిటీ.
కనుకనే ఆ దివ్యత్వానికి తగినటువంటి శక్తిని మనం సంపాదించుకోవాలి.
వి షుడ్ హావ్ దట్ ఎలిజిబిలిటీ ద పవర్ టు నో దట్.
నిజమైనటువంటి ఒక ఆధ్యాత్మికము.
దట్ ఈస్ ట్రూ స్పిరిచువల్.
ఉపనిషత్తుల యొక్క గీత అంతా కూడా ఇంత మాత్రమే.
దిస్ హాస్ బీన్ ది ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఉపనిషత్స్ అండ్ గీత.
దైవానుగ్రహాన్ని నీవు సాధిస్తేవా.
If you are a recipient of God's grace,
upanishad sarani galukunnava.
If you know the essence of
sarvamu neeku vasham ayipothundanna.
Everything will submit to you.
Kanuka
aa
upanishad yokka tattvanni chakkaga artham chesukunnatundi vyaktulike upanishad swarupudu chikkutuntadu.
Therefore the one who knows the essence of upanishads will be able to know the very form of upanishad.
Upanishad swarupudu elanti vaadu anetundidi.
The form of upanishads
ramula krishnuda govindula narayana krishnuda idi kaadu.
Nothing to do with Rama Krishna.
ఈ శక్తికి ఒక రూపమే లేదు.
This power, శక్తి, has no form.
ఇదే ఈనాడు శక్తి స్వరూపమైనటువంటి ఒక నవరాత్రి.
This is the very form, the symbolization of energy.
సాక్షాత్ జ్ఞాన స్వరూపమైనటువంటి ఒక శివశక్తి.
And it is Shiva Shakti, the very symbol of Jnana Vishnu.
పరిపూర్ణ జ్ఞానం తప్ప అన్యం లేదు ఇందులో.
It is total awareness, nothing otherwise.
ఏ మాత్రము కించిత్తు లోపము లేదు.
దేర్ ఇస్ నో డర్త్ ఆర్ షార్టేజ్ హియర్.
కనుక అలాంటి పవిత్రమైనటువంటి శక్తిని మనం దర్శించాలంటే పవిత్రమైన శక్తిని మనం సంపాదించుకోవాలి.
వీ షుడ్ హావ్ దట్ సీక్రెట్ పవర్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ది సీక్రెట్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
తాత్కాలికమైనటువంటి అనుగ్రహాన్ని మాత్రం సంపాదించుకుంటే అది చిక్కేది కాదు, దక్కేది కాదు.
అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు హావ్ ఎ టెంపరరీ బ్లిస్, వెల్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ టు హావ్ ఇన్ టోటల్ ది
టెంపరరీ అనేటువంటిది ఇక్కడ ఉండకూడదు.
సో దేర్ కెనాట్ బి ఎనీథింగ్ లైక్ ఎ షార్ట్ టర్మ్ ప్లాన్.
చాలా శాశ్వతమైనటువంటి భక్తి కావాలి.
యూ నీడ్ పర్మనెంట్ డివోషన్.
స్థిరమైనటువంటి ఒక నిశ్చితం కావాలి.
యూ షుడ్ హావ్ ఆల్ ద స్టెబిలిటీ అండ్ స్టెడీ.
ఆ నిర్మలత్వం మనలో ప్రవేశించాలి.
యూ షుడ్ హావ్ ద ప్యూరిటీ.
ఆ నిర్గుణత్వం సాధించాలి.
అండ్ యూ షుడ్ హావ్ ఆల్ గుడ్ క్వాలిటీస్.
నిస్వార్థం త్యజించాలి.
అండ్ యూ షుడ్ బి సెల్ఫ్లెస్.
అప్పుడే ఈ దివ్య శక్తి మనకు గోచరం అవుతుంది.
దెన్ యూ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు సీ దిస్ డివినిటీ.
as we come to the conclusion of this festival of Navratri on this Vijayadashami day, with the grace and blessings of Bhagwan, we are all lucky to have amidst us today not just one maestro of a violin, but two of them together. I take this privilege of introducing the cultural program on this last day. Vidwan Ganesh and Vidwan Kumaresh, popularly known as Ganesh Kumaresh in their performances and albums. In today's musical scenario in India and also the world, these two names are very renowned and respected for being child prodigies. They learned how to play the violin from nobody else but their father himself, who would every day teach them in spite of having a tough working day in his office at the LIC. Both of them have been holding the violin in their hands when they were right from the age of 3. In fact, they have given their performance even before the age of 10. And from then on, there has been no looking back for both of them in this journey of music. They have played along the veterans in the musical world, and today they have a niche of theirs. In this journey of theirs, they have got success together in the form of numerous awards, like the title of Asthana Vidwan, the Dwaram Venkata Swami Naidu Award. And without taking more of their time and also yours, I invite Sri Ganesh Kumaresh to make this grand feast at the divine abode complete. After their rendition, we shall have the bhajans and the arati. Thank you.
ಶಿತ ಜನ ವಿಭೂತ ಪ್ರಭು ಪ್ರಭು ಶಿತ ಜನ ವಿಭೂತ ಪ್ರಭು ಶ್ರೀ ಗಣೇಶ ಶಿವನಿ ಕುಮಾರ ಶಿತ ಜನ ವಿಭೂತ ಪ್ರಭು ಪ್ರಭು ಶಿತ ಜನ ವಿಭೂತ ಪ್ರಭು ಶ್ರೀ ಗಣೇಶ ಶಿವನಿ ಕುಮಾರ ಶ್ರಿತ ಜನ ವಿನೂತ ಪ್ರಭು ವಿನೂತ ಪ್ರಭು సర్వేశ్వర గరి ముందరి అంబరీషవరదాంబుజలోచన అంబుది వందన అమృత పరాక్రమ అంబరీషవరదాంబుజలోచన అంబుది వందన అమృత పరాక్రమ మానుకులేశ భవ భయనాశ వాసురహాస వంజ గిరీశ రామ 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 సాయి శాంతాకారం భుజగశయనం పద్మనాభం సురేశం విశ్వాధారం సదృశం మేఘవర్ణం శుభాంగం లక్ష్మీకాంతం కమలనయనం యోగీకృత ధ్యాన గమ్యం వందే విష్ణు వందే విష్ణు భవభయహరం సర్వలోకైకనాథం మాధవ కేశవ మధుసూదనా విష్ణు శ్రీధరా పదనగం చింతయామో వయం మాధవ కేశవ మధుసూదనా విష్ణు శ్రీధరా పదనగం చింతయామో వయం మాధవ కేశవ మధుసూదనా ప్రద్యుమ్న రామ 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 కృష్ణ నారాయణ అచ్యుత వామన గోవింద వాసుదేవ ప్రద్యుమ్న రామ 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 కృష్ణ నారాయణ అచ్యుత దామోధరా నిరుత
ದೈವ ಪುಂಡರೀಕಾಕ್ಷ ದಾಮೋದರಾನಿ ರುದ್ರ ದೈವ ಪುಂಡರೀಕಾಕ್ಷ ನಾಮ ಪ್ರಯಾದೀಶ ನಮೋ 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 ನಮ ದಾಮೋದರಾನಿ ರುದ್ರ ದೈವ ಪುಂಡರೀಕಾಕ್ಷ ನಾಮ ಪ್ರಯಾದೀಶ ನಮೋ 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 ಚಿಂತೆಯಮೋಭಯಂ ಮಧುಸೂದನ ಹರಿ ಸಂಘರ್ಷಣ ಯದೋಕ್ಷಜ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮ ಪುಂಡರೀಕಾಕ್ಷ ದಿವ್ಯ ಹರಿ ಸಂಘರ್ಷಣ ಯದೋಕ್ಷಜ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಕೃತಿಕೇಶ ನಗದರ ತ್ರಿವಿಕ್ರಮ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಋಷಿಕೇಶ ನಗದರ ತ್ರಿವಿಕ್ರಮ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಸೇವೆ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಋಷಿಕೇಶ ನಗದರ ತ್ರಿವಿಕ್ರಮ ಶರಣಾಗದರಕ್ಷ ಜಯ 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 ಸೇವೆ ಜಯ 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 ಮಾಧವ ಕೇಶವ ಮಧುಸೂದನ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಶ್ರೀಧರ ಪದನಗಂ ಚಿಂತಯ ಮೋವಯಂ ಮಾಧವ ಕೇಶವ ಮಧುಸೂದನ ಮಹಿಷ ಜನಾರ್ದನ ಮತ್ಸ್ಯ ಕೂರ್ಮ ವರಾಗ ಸರಜ ಭಾರ್ಗವ ಬುದ್ಧ ಜಯ ದುರ್ಗ ಕಲ್ಕಿ ಮಹಿತ ಜನಾರ್ದನ ಮತ್ಸ್ಯ ಕೂರ್ಮ ವರಾಗ ಸರಜ ಭಾರ್ಗವ ಬುದ್ಧ ಜಯ ದುರ್ಗ ಕಲ್ಕಿ ವಿಗಿತ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನ ಶ್ರೀ ವೆಂಕಟೇಶ ಶುಭಕರಂ ಭಜಾಮಿ ಕೇಶವ ಮಾಧವ ಮಧುಸೂದನ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಶ್ರೀಧರ ಪದನಗಂ ಚಿಂತಯಾಮೋ ವಯಂ ಕೇಶವ ಮಾಧವ ಮಧುಸೂದನ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಶ್ರೀಧರ ಪದನಗಂ ಚಿಂತಯಾಮೋ ವಯಂ ಮಾಧವ ಕೇಶವ 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 ಮಧುಸೂದನ ಮಾಧವ ಕೇಶವ ಮಧುಸೂದನ ಮಾಧವ ಕೇಶವ ಮಧುಸೂದನ ಮಾಧವ ಕೇಶವ ಮಾಧವ ಕೇಶವ ಮಾಧವ కేశవ మధుసూదన విష్ణు శ్రీధర పదనగం చింతయామో వయం మదవ కేశవ మధుసూదన విష్ణు శ్రీధర పదనగం చింతయామో వయం మదవ కేశవ మదవ కేశవ మదవ కేశవ మదవ కేశవ.
Jai Jai Rama, Yeah. की